sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Wednesday, April 23rd, 2025 edition. Appreciate you guys being part of the show today. The text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Please do not send me any videos or any long stories. Just your short, pithy comments on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. People who are trying to do the right thing, people who are trying to educate, people who are trying to make a difference in this world are always under attack by the far left. They can't handle the truth. They won't accept the truth. If you speak the truth, they attack you to try to silence you, to try to shut you down, try to put you out of business, try to take you off the radio. This is their mode of operandi. And because of social media, because of Facebook and Google and Yelp and all these services that are available to people to promote their businesses, it allows the public to give reviews, to make comments, to post things about the services they receive or things that they get from a business and how they feel about that business. Some extremists even sue businesses using lawfare to basically defeat them, drain them of their resources, force them to spend thousands of dollars in attorney fees defending themselves in baseless lawsuits, frivolous lawsuits, that they feel it's a tactic now. Well, I've got more money than he does. I'll hire a very expensive attorney to dive into all aspects of their lives, put them through basically pure hell in depositions, tie them up in court dates when they can't come to court because they're at work or having to do a radio show or do their business, and they attack them. Now, some of these extremists, they don't have the money to do that. So instead of hiring an attorney and tying you up in court, what they do is they attack you on Facebook. They leave negative reviews on Google. They leave negative reviews on Yelp. Well, one of our Patriot brothers, longtime sponsor, great guy, a Christian patriot, Army veteran, Dr. Jeff Lahais up at Sioux Animal Hospital, is being attacked by one of these extremists. And he's being attacked on Google and Facebook and Yelp. If you would like to help us defend Jeff on social media, I greatly appreciate if you would put a positive review on Google, on Facebook, on Yelp about his business, Sioux Animal Hospital. There's a doctor that committed suicide, a veterinarian that committed suicide out west. Jeff's going to talk about it in the next segment and explain exactly how he was harassed so badly on Google reviews and Facebook and Yelp. This veterinarian committed suicide. And this is a very common situation, a very common occurrence in the veterinarian industry. We have Dr. Jeff on in the next segment. Short break, a word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Joining us on the show right now is Dr. Jeff LaHeise, the owner of Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sault Ste. Marie. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Explain to the audience this post that you put up on, I believe, your Facebook page, and one of these radical attackers reached out to you. You had some communication with this person. Explain this veterinarian out west and basically what happened and what you posted. You thought, just to be informative to the people out there, explain this situation with this vet first. What happened?
Well, what happened is somebody was called out, a veterinarian was called out in Nevada to do something with a weanling. Of course, you know, just, I mean, pulling a standard news media thing, they show you a 13-second clip. So I'm watching the 13-second clip, and there's this horse, there's this yearling looked like was on the ground anesthetized. He's trying to get the horse up, okay?
Okay.
Even a weanling weighs 500-600 pounds, or they can, okay? And an anesthetized horse is dangerous, period. Even a little one can hurt you badly. If you're not careful, you have to keep your distance. So he's trying to stimulate him, get him up. Nobody's in the pen helping him. There's also corral panels are knocked down, which makes me think that this weanling also has not been trained. You know, that the owners, it's either off the range or, you know, the people just never trained the horse. Never trained the horse. And okay. So he's holding the end of the rope. He's standing there. And this is what they put on the TV. So this is what I'm basing this on, with the information they put out.
Sure.
He stands, reaches back, and kind of pops him under. Takes his foot, kind of pop him under the jaw a little bit to get him to stand up. Okay? And he does stand up, and you can tell.
When you say pop, Jeff, you're talking about kicking him, basically.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to kick. Well, one, no human is strong enough to injure a horse kicking it. I'm sorry. That head is 90. If anybody's ever been clonked by their horse's head, they know exactly what I'm talking about. That thing's hard.
Now, is he kicking it in the head or underneath the chin? Where
right under the chin with the top of your foot, even. Not your heel, okay? Because he had boots on. Okay,
okay, so for a football analogy,
yeah.
This would be like basically a punter who is dropping a football down on the top of his foot.
Yep.
That's the kicking motion. Okay.
That's the kicking
motion. And let me ask you a question. Do a lot of vets, yourself and others, is this standard practice of how to get a horse out of the anesthesia to get their attention, to be able to get them up off the ground? Is that standard practice?
Yeah, you bump them. Now, usually I like to kind of, you know, bump them in the rump, but I usually have somebody else. I either have somebody else bump them while I'm holding the front end,
or
somebody else hold the front end, and I'll bump them in the back. Okay, because even once they're up, you still got to be careful that they don't fall on you. This guy's by himself, and yes, I have been by myself. I have had to do this, and I've done this exact procedure before. Now, okay, not to hurt the horse or anything. It's like, hey, you got to get up. Okay,
right, like a smack in the face, basically.
Yeah, it's kind of slap, you know, like, well, that's why they slap a baby's butt, okay?
Right, I mean, expel the fluid and
get them up,
cry. Right.
Get them safe, okay? Yeah. Of course, you know, internet, woo, and the guy goes missing.
When you say the guy, you're talking about the veterinarian. The
veterinarian goes missing, like, the next day, and they find him dead in I can't remember, Lake Mead, wherever the mob takes people. But
So did they describe how he died?
Not quite yet, but it certainly sounds like at least from what I know, and I'm making an assumption just based kind of like what I'm reading and piecing this out.
Sure.
Is that it was a probable suicide. But yeah, I mean, the internet's just blew up, and everybody is just so terrible about, like, oh, you know, he deserved it, and da 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 da. And, you know, I'm such a quiet person.
Right.
I responded to some of these people, and I kind of sometimes respond in kind, too. If you're being not nice, I'm not going to be nice back to you, because
right.
55 years old, and I don't care anymore. And of course, so, you know, there's people, oh, you're defending him. I'm like, look, you have obviously never touched a horse in your life. And that's usually what it is, because there's other horse people on there that have actually touched horses. Yeah. Anybody can go Google this thing, too. And
once you took the lead and started somewhat explaining it and somewhat quasi defending the guy, did others get on and support what you were saying?
few got unsupported. Of course, other people are like, oh, you're just supporting them, and, you know, you're an animal abuser, too. I'm like, well, that's funny, because I've got 3 death threats from gangs down in Battle Creek for busting up their dogfighting rings, so whatever. You know, and personally, I don't care, but what I wanted to do is kind of take this and move it into things that people don't realize is kind of broaden this out to suicide in the veterinary field. Is a lot higher, is probably we have one of the highest suicide rates of any of the medical professions.
Why is that, Jeff?
Well, there's unique stressors. You know, euthanasias, you know, we put dogs down. Sometimes we put, I mean, it affects us, you know.
Sure.
I mean, now, sometimes we don't let it look like it affects us, but it does, you know, even a little bit. Even if it's one that we know it's time, okay?
Sure.
It's still, it's a passing, you know, life is, it's part of life, you know. And we go ahead and, you know, and it's still sad. It still affects us. Sometimes it's, it wasn't expected, and we have to, you know, the people are upset and things like that, and that we feel that too. You know, a lot of debt we come out with, you know, from school, especially nowadays, and that's a whole other, we can do that next week, talking about college. And actually the new Secretary of Education started to call the colleges out on their little scam about that too, the student loan, but that's another, we can do that another day.
Exactly.
You know, burnout, working long hours. But the biggest thing right now, I think, is this internet stuff, you know, where everybody's so tied up in it. And fortunately, I'm, you know, OG Gen X. You know, I don't have, my feelings died long ago.
So I get it. I get it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, like, yeah, whatever.
Well, and the other aspect to this is everybody has a video camera built into their cell phones.
Yep.
And obviously, a ranch hand or somebody took this video of this doctor doing it. But
this, supposedly it was the horse's owner that did this.
Okay.
And but it's coming to light that this person that did this has a history of stirring the pot, so to speak. So there's so many things moving here, but the biggest thing is, you know, I just want to talk about this, you know, this I don't know, it really made me mad, because we have precious few enough horse vets as there is, you know, as there are, and
well, for a fellow horse doctor, veterinarian, to be treated this way, then by you posting your response on it, now you've even had some communication with these people. Well, maybe we should be coming after you as well.
Oh, yeah. You know, so, it. Yeah, I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. But it's, you know, that's just the only thing they have. And fortunately, I guess I hope I have enough cred up here already. People know who I am, really. And I don't worry about it a whole lot, but it's you never know what they can do. We're pretty secure here in our IT, so.
Yeah. Well, I reached out. I made an appeal to the audience to post a positive review.
Oh, well, thank you.
On Google and Facebook and also Yelp. And I've already got Rod Wheeler, Officer Rick. They're already texting that they definitely will do that. Rick says, I will do my part. Absolutely. Yes, sir. Rod, Tracy Wheeler down in Lake. We will surely do this. Randy, these people are Satan lovers. But yet the people attacking this man for this are the same people that they think it's okay to rip a baby from the womb of a mother. I'm so sick of this crap and these idiot wackadoos. So, I mean, we're getting responses already.
Good.
But here's the point. I mean, like you said, you've been in business a long time. The Sioux Animal Hospital has been there forever. You're part of the community. I mean, the people know you. But at the same time, you're trying to grow your business. You're bringing on more veterinarians. You're expanding Farm Day. Okay, so you need more business. And at the same time, now these people are going to put negative reviews on social media. We got to counteract this.
Yeah. And it's not, and I'm doing it not to protect me, because like I said, my self-worth is not predicated on what some keyboard warrior in Washington State, yeah, go figure, he's in Washington State, says, yeah, is saying, I don't care. But I have about 20 families that depend on this place too.
Right.
So I'm like, you know what, you're really not coming after me. You know, you're coming after my staff. You know, and that makes me mad too. You don't mess with my staff, you don't mess with my soldiers, you know. So
absolutely.
Yep.
Okay. Well, and you know what? I had no idea the suicide rate for veterinarians was so high. Yeah. I mean, we always hear about police officers and firefighters. Yep. And
well, I give you an example. In a study that they did here, suicide risk, this was a German study, and so this isn't just restricted to the United States, this is worldwide. The suicide risk they found for veterinary professionals was 32%. In comparison to the general population, 6%.
Over five times higher.
Yep. Yep.
Wow. That is so huge. Well, and I know even soldiers, you know, dealing with PTSDs and, yep, and all, you know, alcohol abuse and all the things that they have to deal with. But, yep, man, I guess I can understand, because a few times in our lives we've had to put down our dogs. Yeah. And, you know, I'm sitting on the floor holding my dog's head as they give the injections. You know, yep, I'm petting his head. I'm crying. The doctor's crying. The nurses, yep, are crying. I mean, this... This is very stressful on people. Oh, if, yeah, you care about people and you care about, oh, yeah, the animals.
Yeah, it does. Staff will come back sometimes depending on, you know, what's going on. But they've had to come back and go sitting back for a few minutes. You know, I've had to. I come sit in my office for a few minutes and kind of recompose myself. Because, yeah, then I still have other animals I need to take care of. It's been, you know, I'm being really, really personal here and opening up so people, sure, kind of see behind the curtain. You know, there's been times I've had to do a euthanasia and, you know, I was really sad in that. I got turned right around and go in and see a brand new puppy. And you want to talk about an emotional swing,
oh,
from,
yeah,
one extreme to, oh, look, a new puppy, you know. And,
yeah,
and,
yeah,
it's, yeah, it, you know, it gets, you know, we're
let,
human
let
too.
Let those puppies,
so,
lick your face so you can smell, yep, them. And they smell so good. And, oh, yep, my God, just like a little baby.
Yep.
So, well, I'm glad you brought this to my attention, because, like I said, I had no idea this was a thing. And for this social media attacks that they're going to try to do against you and the Sioux Animal Hospital, you know, again, I ask all the audience to go out there and do a positive review if you've had any interactions, yep, with Jeff or the Sioux Animal Hospital. You know, put it online and let people know what your experience has been, and hopefully we can counter a lot of this stuff, and hopefully they'll calm down. They won't attack you too, yeah, much, but we got to fight fire with fire.
Memory.
Yeah, it does. Yes, it does. Well, it seems to be their tactics and the motive operandi lately. I,
yeah,
mean, look at all the things they did to Donald Trump, and he still got elected president. So
it's because people are starting to see through him.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I pray and hope that's the case. But
yep,
definitely. Well, Rod, final comment from Rod. He says these people are all a bunch of cowards hiding behind their keyboards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So let's see if they would ever say that directly to your face, you know, in person. Well, you know, totally different. But hey, I'm going to give out the phone number too. If you'd like to ask Jeff some questions or schedule an appointment to take your animal there, it's 906-635-5910. So store it in your phone. Dr. Jeff, Sioux Animal Hospital, would greatly appreciate that.
All right,
Jeff, thanks a lot, man. We'll talk to you later.
Yep, talk to you next week.
Bye-bye. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Enbridge, delivering safe, reliable energy